In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It would be perfectly understandable if you were to find yourself a bit confused by the prayers of today's Mass, as I was years ago when I first encountered this Mass. For the collect of today's Mass surprises us a great deal, as it gives us the impression that today we are celebrating a feast day. Depending on how it is translated in your hand missal, you find something like, "May the happy solemnity of thy saints Cosmas and Damian glorify thee, O Lord, for on this day in thy wonderful providence thou didst give glory to them and help to us through Christ our Lord." Why would we be invoking Cosmas and Damian in particular today? Their feast is in September. It is not their feast day today, and yet the collect of the Mass seems to indicate that it is. First of all, we might point out that today is something of a minor feast day during Lent. Today is mid-Lent. And it was always considered a day during Lent if one was rigorously fasting. Today, without breaking the rules of the fast, one could nevertheless have some choicer portions of food in order to celebrate with quiet joy that our Lenten pilgrimage was half over. That, however, is not the reason for the prayer of today's Mass, which refers to Cosmas and Damian. It is very important, and then there can be no doubt that this is why today's Gospel is chosen. The Gospel of today is the Gospel which speaks of our Lord healing people. Saints Cosmas and Damian were physicians who were martyred under the greatest of the persecutions at the end of the 3rd century, that of the Emperor Diocletian. And it is for this reason that we have this Gospel today as a sort of reference to them. Nevertheless, the reason why we invoke them today is because today the station would be made at the Church of Saints Cosmas and Damian, a church which you can still visit today in Rome. This practice of the stations is no longer maintained. It is always kept in our missal to remind us of what was done in days past. It is a very ancient custom. The stations as we know them in our Roman missal, we have there thanks to St. Gregory, who fixed them in this way at the close of the 6th century. But the practice of the station goes back even farther. Amazingly, we find references to the stations as early as the close of the 2nd century, the beginning of the 3rd century. The practice was that there would be a sort of prayer service that would precede the celebration of Mass, including fasting, which does not surprise us, of course, during Lent. Over time, this would develop even more. There would even be a great procession, and once the stations at Rome were associated with the liturgy celebrated by the Pope himself, then the procession would become very solemn indeed. Mass then would be celebrated at this stational church, and so the procession that would accompany it would be very solemn. This very ancient and beautiful custom now remains for us only as something marked in the missal. It once had very rich indulgences attached to it. If you would make the stations, if you would assist at these liturgies, there would be indulgences attached to it. Over time, it was possible to substitute simply other prayers, the prayers that you would have said if you had been making the stational churches during Lent. But the fact that today the station was made at the Church of Saints Cosmas and Damian in Rome explains fully why we have reference to these saints. And it explains also why then we have the gospel of today, which refers to our Lord as the great healer. Do stay tuned, because we will find this phenomenon again later in the week. There will be another association which I will bring up for you at that time, if you happen to be at Mass. Today then, as we are invited to a day of quiet joy and merriment, as we celebrate our halfway point in Lent, we turn then to this beautiful figure of our Lord and Savior as the great healer. If we have been sincere thus far in our work of Lenten penance, we approach our Lord now as the healer, trusting in his mercy, trusting that he alone, now halfway through our Lenten pilgrimage, can truly make us clean and heal us of all infirmities of body and soul, cleanse us above all in the sacrament of penance and by the worthy Holy Communion for which we prepare. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.